Hello everyone, welcome to Art and Chocolate Podcast. If you are seeking some art help, art tips and tricks on how to get started with your own online art business, how to get started with your own art and seeking for art tips and tricks, then this podcast is exactly for you because I'm going to covering in each and every episode talking about the art related important stuff, helping you along your art journey. And I'm your host, Parshvika. We're going to cover each important related topics in each episode of the Art and Chocolate Podcast. So let's get started with today's episode. Hey guys, welcome back, Parshvika. We'll be talking about Redbubble. Because Redbubble account suspension is getting more and more common, and I've been a few of the questions regarding how many designs or artwork we need to upload per day to not to get suspended. And I feel like I really don't have the exact answer to this question, because I'm not from the Redbubble or I don't really work at the Redbubble. But since I've been getting such questions a lot many times, I feel like I really want to address my views, my thoughts, my opinions about this thing in this. Because I've been getting a lot of the comments since my Redbubble account has been suspended. People think that Redbubble account has been suspended is about the number of the designs that you're uploading each day. That's the frequency. Now, ideally, according to the Redbubble, if you just Google it and watch it, what are the maximum number of works you can upload on a Redbubble, they say that 60 works a day you can maximally can upload on the Redbubble. If you have a multiple different accounts, multiple different shops, then collectively all the shops added up, you can upload 60 designs. Like if you're having, for example, like two shops on Redbubble, in one shop you're uploading 30 designs, then you are only limited to next 30 designs in the next shop. That's according to the Redbubble, but I don't know exactly how much designs you can upload. Now, also there are much more confusion regarding the Asian countries. People are asking me that if I'm from India or if I'm from Pakistan or if I'm from other country in the Asian region, my Redbubble account has been suspended, or is it the possibility that I am from the Asian country, my Redbubble account will going to be suspended in the near future? So these are the bunch of the things that have been going around in the Redbubble space, and people are dealing with these questions, with these doubts in a various different ways. So I'm going to be placing my opinion over here, my thoughts about it, so that maybe you can relate to it. So before saying anything about it, I just want to say a big disclaimer over here. I'm not from Redbubble, and nor do I work on the Redbubble. I am not really linked to any ways from the Redbubble, so I don't know how this platform actually works, what they actually decide or what they doesn't decide. So I'm not from the Redbubble, so I can't give you 100% the answers to all these questions. That would be 100% correct. My own opinion and experience and knowledge so far with the Redbubble, which I've seen. So please take my advice with a grain of salt, because all these are based on my own experience and knowledge and what I have Googled it and what I've seen working for other artists and all. So let's talk about this thing, about some things about the Redbubble account suspension related to the design upload frequency, because that was the first doubt that people were asking me, how many designs or how many works can I upload on the Redbubble. Now, according to Redbubble, I very well talk about that you can upload maximum 60 designs per day. Now, it might vary if you are from Asian country or if you are from non-English speaking country, or if you're from United States, United Kingdom, Australia, Canada. So it may vary from country to country. I don't know that is it really the truth or it's not, because if it's the truth, then it would be a discrimination between people, discrimination between the countries. But I am not really sure whether this thing is right or wrong. I am not really sure. People are just telling me and just commenting me. They're saying that Asian countries, the accounts are more being blocked because of these are from the non-English speaking countries. Now, I very well don't know exactly that whether it's true or whether it's not true. But if you are a completely newbie on a Redbubble, then what would I say based on my own opinion and my research and knowledge? I would say that if you're a completely newbie and you are opening up your account on Redbubble, what could you do? For example, if you have opened the Redbubble account today, just give at least a week before you upload any new design on Redbubble. Just do it slowly, okay? Because they have some system on their platform, which kind of like a bot system or kind of like a system. I don't know what it's called, but it's kind of like a system. If they see that your Redbubble shop has been caught up in that system, then you might lead your account suspension. And that is there for correcting or for looking onto the spam filters, for looking on spams. So if you're just uploading, you have started your account right now and you have uploaded 10 designs, 50 designs, 60 designs, or maybe more than that, then you might get your account suspended, because just now you've opened your account and you're uploading so many of designs on the very first day. So I would say open up your account and then just may give it a 3 or 4 days break, or maybe a week break, and then start uploading design and just go slow with that. Don't just go too fast. Otherwise, they might see that this person is going too fast, so it's kind of like a robot, so you might get caught up in that filter, and you might lead to your account suspension, so just go slow with that. Now, based on my experience, my Redbubble account suspension was not related to how many designs have been uploaded, because my Redbubble account was going very amazing the way before it was being suspended. And I just uploaded the 3 designs on the day which it got suspended, and those 3 designs wasn't there in any copyright or any trademark, or I wasn't violating any kind of rules of the Redbubble, and it wasn't that much 2 designs, it was just the 3 designs that I uploaded on that day, and it got suspended. I don't know the exact reason, but that would be the reason. Now, my second shop I started a few days back, of opening up that account, I just uploaded a single design and then I leave that account as it is. So I just uploaded a single design on the day one and I leave that account for an entire week. I didn't upload anything on that. I didn't went over or didn't log in into that account. I just leave it like that. So my new Redbubble account haven't been suspended right now. It's still present. So I can say that you need to be really going slow. If you are a newbie on a Redbubble, just go slow. Don't upload too many designs a day. Just to upload maybe 2 designs, maybe 3 designs, then give at least 2 days break and then upload more and see that whether it's working properly or not. Give at least 15 to 20 days when you are going full way or uploading more designs, so that they can see that it's not a robot who is uploading the designs. It's just a normal human being is uploading it, and just going a little bit slow with that. Now, this is the one thing that you could do regarding the frequency of uploading the designs on Redbubble. I can't give you the exact number, how many designs you need to upload. That won't lead your account suspension, because I am not from the Redbubble. I can't give you that example number, but I would say upload 2 designs, 3 designs, and then see that if you are doing it for a month and nothing has been happened to your account is still active, your shop is still active, then you can maybe increase your frequency from 2 to 3 or 4 or something like that. Just go slow with that so that you may not caught up in their spam filters and your shop is ready and going well. Okay, that is the first thing. The second thing is about the Asian countries or the non-English speaking countries. I don't know, is it 100% true or not, because I've seen people from the Asian countries as well having the Redbubble account and making money. And I've seen the many people Redbubble account suspension in English speaking countries as well. So I can't say that this is 100% true, that the non-English speaking countries, the Redbubble account has been suspended, because they are the foreigners, they are from non-English speaking countries, or they are from the Asian countries. So that's why the Redbubble account has been suspended. It's not 100% true, and I can't say that, because many people have been seeing that we are making the good money from India as well, from Pakistan as well, from the South Asian countries or from the Asian countries as well. And the people from the Canada, from the United States, from Australia also seeing that the Redbubble account is getting suspended. So there is no hard and fast rule, or there is no something that I can tell you that yes, it's 100% true that the Asian countries account is being suspended and you shouldn't be opening up an account. And I can't say that, because I don't have that any records, or I don't have any proof, or I don't have any statement regarding that particular thing. I can say that it might vary from country to country, and what the heck you are doing in your shop, that is the most important thing. Are you violating the copyright issues, or are you being caught up in the spam filters of the Redbubble? Like, what you are doing with your shop, that depends a lot. And apart from that, it could be right that they are suspending the account from the Asian countries, but again guys, I'm not 100% sure about it, so I can't say much about it. Apart from that, I could say that if you're starting with a Redbubble and you really want to make a good amount of money from your print on demand business, start with a multiple platform strategy. Start with at least 3 to 4 multiple platforms of print on demand, like start with Redbubble, TeePublic, Society6, Display, Designed by Humans, or even start with the Threadless and Jazzle. You can start with the multiple different platforms at one time and can start uploading these designs on multiple platforms, so that even if your Redbubble goes out of the corner, you're still making money from your rest of your print on demand businesses. Reserve your print-on-demand shop. This is what I'm doing currently in my own print-on-demand journey. I've been setting up my print-on-demand shops in multiple different accounts, multiple different websites, like 3 to 4 or 5 websites. And then I'm managing accordingly. If something happens to one of them, I'm still getting the money from rest of them. So this is the thing I would highly recommend for you. If you really want to make some serious amount of money from the print-on-demand business, I would really recommend you to go with a multiple platform strategy. But hopefully I have answered the questions and myths about the things about the Redbubble. See you for the next time. Take care. Bye.